I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A recently released list by the U.S. Department of Education is publicly shaming Christian schools who are seeking exemptions because of their views on transgenderism. Yet, it's creating an interesting dynamic for InterVarsity Christian Fellowship. Greg Howe says,
yeah, InterVarsity has increasingly found that universities are de-recognizing InterVarsity chapters because we require our student leaders to be Christians, and they claim that this discriminates on the basis of religion, which is ironic since we're actually trying to protect our religious character.
So it's clear that society is negatively reacting to religious beliefs it finds unfavorable. But this uproar in culture is pointing out something else in the church.
I think Christians should perhaps for the first time think hard about what does gender dysphoria look like. And you have to understand the actual pain and dislocation that they're feeling so that we could actually be church to them.
And Door International shares the gospel with deaf communities throughout the world. Door's Rob Meyer says they do that in each community's heart language. But sometimes use of sign can be contentious, as it was recently when a deaf man appearing on Dancing with the Stars chose sign in order to relate to others. We talked to Dr. Myers about the conflict.
The A.G. Bell Foundation, which advocates speaking and lip reading over using sign language, came out with a very negative statement that Niall DeMarco, who uses sign language when he's on TV, is a bad representation of the deaf community. And the entire deaf community basically blew up at them and said that you have no right to be making judgments like this.
The underscore, communication of the gospel to the unhearing is the priority. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Do you want stories that'll help you pray for the world more effectively? Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. Our updates feature stories on current events, plus the gospel connections, action points, links, and more. And you'll find all of that at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.